This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, we're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Tiki Barber, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. You can get us on SiriusXM 206 or stream us directly on radio.com for those mobile listeners. Or you can tweet us at Tiki and Tierney. Santa monitors that pretty judiciously. Or call us 855-212-4227. We have the first two of our training camp two-a-days this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Marlon Mack of the Indianapolis Colts will join us. So we'll preview the Indianapolis Colts. Then in our 5:20 segment, which is 2:20 Pacific, Eugene Robinson of the Carolina Panthers will join us to talk about the Panthers as they try to get right in the NFC South. But we got to start today with Tom Brady and his deal. Now, a lot of people will look at the deal and they'll say it's justified. It is what it is. Tom Brady has been an amazing quarterback. Of course, you don't want him to be a lame duck quarterback going into the 2019 season because his contract would come to an end. So they extend him. They do the right thing. They push it out two more years. It's not fully guaranteed per se, so it's not like he's going to be there at 43 next year or 44 the year after it, even though he does have contract numbers for those next 2 years. $23 million he'll make this year, $30 million he'll make in 2020, and $32 million he'll make in 2021. But what's most interesting to me about this contract is that it flies in the face of the nonsense that we always hear from quarterbacks. And we can drop back, we can back up about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when Kirk Cousins was being, you know, in his defense, jerked around a little bit by the Washington Redskins on what kind of deal they wanted to give him. And he obviously wanted to be paid top dollar. The Redskins didn't see him as a top-dollar quarterback, so he just kept signing these one-year, you know, franchise-type deals, which blew up his salary to a ridiculous number. And when you listen to Kirk Cousins talk about it, his narrative was, you know what, I got to do what's right for the position. I can't take a less-than-market deal for a starting quarterback in the National Football League because it's bad for the position. And we've seen this over the last half a decade. Quarterback salaries are exponentially exploding. And it felt like 5 or 6 years ago when a guy was making $22 million as a quarterback in the National Football, we were like, wow, that's what? $22 million for an NFL player? And basically, since you're a starting quarterback, it's guaranteed. $22 million? You kidding? Why? The rest running backs can't get eight. And you're giving quarterbacks $22 million, a full 11 or so percent of the cap. And then as high as that one felt, it just kept getting bigger. Then you saw a $25 million deal. Then you saw a $28 million deal. Then a $30 million deal. Carson Wentz, who just signed this offseason, $32 million deal. Aaron Rodgers, $33. Russell Wilson, $35. Like, the number is ridiculous. The numbers are ridiculous. And I get it. It is a quarterback league. I put that in quotes. It's a quarterback league. You got to have a great quarterback in order to win in this league. The problem is all of those great quarterbacks who are making $30-plus million a year haven't won in this league. Carson Wentz, who had $32 million, wasn't even the quarterback for the Super Bowl-winning Philadelphia Eagles a couple of years ago. That was obviously the legend in Philly, Nick Foles. And just as a quick aside, I got to think one of the great pressures this year in the NFL, maybe not this year, next couple of years in the NFL, is got to be Carson Wentz. Because if he doesn't win a Super Bowl And they're set up to do it. They have good skill position players, both running backs and wide receivers, tight end. They got a really good defense, especially that front seven. But if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, and 6 or 7 years from now the Eagles haven't won number two, he's threatened to be like this weird footnote in the history of the Eagles franchise. Because as great as he was that season, he didn't actually win the Super Bowl. That was the legend of Nick Foles. He could be second fiddle in an interesting way to the legend of Nick Foles. That's a story for a different day. Maybe we'll get into that when we do our training camp two-a-days with the Philadelphia Eagles. But my point comes back to these guys making $30-plus, $35 million a year. And one of the reasons that their agents and them, by extension, justify making that much money is because you have to do what's right for the position. You know who's been middle-of-the-road paid quarterback over the last couple of years? Well, you guessed it. Tom Brady. Tom Brady just turned 42 years old. He gets rewarded with an $8 million raise. An $8 million raise to $23 million. An $8 million raise, hear what I'm saying, to $23 million, which is still $12 million less than these guys who are at the top end who had to make that much money because they had to advance the other quarterbacks around the National Football League. What about advancing your damn team instead of the other quarterbacks around the league? I've heard this narrative for years. You have to take the next step market deal. You have to do it. Because if you don't, then it's a disservice to everybody else that's in the position that are coming behind you. Not on your team, that are coming behind you on someone else's team. Well, let's just take a quick recap of what Tom Brady has done the last three seasons. Because we tend to forget that he has been paid about $14, $15 million over these last three seasons. Well, he went and won a Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons in unbelievable, highly entertaining fashion, especially in the second half. He won the MVP the following season at 40 years old. Obviously, they lost that Super Bowl to the aforementioned Philadelphia Eagles, but he was the MVP at 40 years old. And if it hadn't been for a couple of really great sequences for the Philadelphia Eagles, he might have won that one as well. And then instead of having a hangover from losing the Super Bowl, what does he do? He goes back to the Super Bowl and wins this year against, or at least last season, against the LA Rams. So, in recap, Super Bowl champion, league MVP, Super Bowl runner-up, Super Bowl champion, making $15 million a year, taking below-market deals so that his team can be better. Not the other quarterbacks that are coming behind him in the National Football League. And so I see this deal from Tom Brady, and I get really, it frustrates me that he's really the only one of all of these guys who have made a ton of money for a lot of their careers that sees the big picture, right? And we don't talk about it this way. We talk about Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks that we've seen, his skill set. He's got one championship. Tom Brady's got six. Russell Wilson, God, he's so dynamic. Every year I watch him, and it's amazing what he does without an offensive line. And ever since Marshawn Lynch went away, that run game hasn't been as special. He should win the MVP. Guess what? He doesn't. Tom Brady wins the MVP, right? Hey, look at Carson Wentz. He's a superstar in the making. He's the future. $32 million. It's well worth it. We got a bargain for $32 million for a guy who's been in the league for 2 years, 3 years, been hurt for most of it, and hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It frustrates me, especially when I look at a guy like Tom Brady, who, yeah, maybe he does have the benefit of having a supermodel for a wife. He can't help it that he found Giselle, or they found each other, I should say. They have a beautiful family. She makes a ton of money, and maybe he doesn't need it. But along the way, he's continually given the New England Patriots a market rate deal. He's continually restructured his contract so that they can save money on their salary cap. Oh, by the way, his $8 million raise this year and restructure that pushes out to 2021 saved the New England Patriots $5.5 million on the salary cap. So are we surprised? Right? We always, what do the Patriots do? What do the Patriots do? They don't really do anything. What does their star do? What is the best quarterback that's ever graced the NFL gridiron? What does he do? He's unselfish. And so when we talk about Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and all these, and even Kirk Cousins and these other, Matt Stafford, they're selfish. I get it. You want to get yours. You want to make as money as you, much money as you can. But when you're thinking about the other quarterbacks that are coming behind you, as opposed to the other players on your team that are necessary to win a championship, then what are we talking about? We're talking about the reason that the New England Patriots consistently win championships, because their best player, we always say this, best player has got to lead by example. Your best player has got to be your hardest worker. Your best player has got to be the one that everybody looks up to. Well, not only is Tom Brady that for the New England Patriots, he's also ridiculously and grossly unselfish to the point where he doesn't care if he's the 16th highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. I actually think he's now like 9th or 10th or whatever it is. He finally got himself into the top 10 of highest paid quarterbacks in the National Football League. So I'm never going to be surprised by the New England Patriots, because they found a leader who gets it. It's not about those other quarterbacks. It's not about the precedent that's got to be set for the guy, the signal callers that are going to come after him. It's about the guys on his team. There's a reason that the New England Patriots win Super Bowls. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Give me a call. Do you see this? And now, does it make you think a little bit differently about your quarterback who probably didn't, you know, need to take an extra $6 or $7 million to push to 12% of your cap? Yes, I know the salary cap's going to go up. I get it. It's going to keep going up. But the flexibility that the New England Patriots have, because Tom Brady is the most unselfish and greatest champion we've ever seen in the National Football League, proves why they will always be a winner, as long as Terrific Tom, or Tom Terrific, whatever he wants to call himself, is their quarterback. 855-212-4227. Taking your calls on the other side. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki Barber here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, talking about the contract extension of Tom Brady. And we've known this for a long time. Tom Brady's an unselfish player. He is as hardworking as they come, but he doesn't make this about expanding the growth of the position. And I guess there's some sour grapes here, because I get frustrated looking at the running back, the lack of pay that goes to one of the more brutal, although albeit important positions in the National Football League. And it's kind of a catch-22. You need the good ones, and the good ones you're gonna pound and hand the rock, but by giving him so many carries, you shorten his lifespan. So as a football player, I should say, but you're reticent to give him these deals that elevate their salary. As I've always said, give him short term deals, sign 3-year deals if you're a running back, and if you're fully healthy after three of them, sign another big one. That's how you protect yourself. You can't. If you're a running back, you can't look at it the same way you look at quarterbacks, where they want these guys to be there for 6, 7, 10 years. But Tom Brady obviously is down to earth of a superstar as there is in the National Football League. And something he said when talking about this new contract extension caught me as profound. Here's Tom Brady.
It's really the reality for most guys in the NFL. You know, I don't want to think that I'm any different than everyone else. Like, it's... football's a tough business. It's a production business. It is what it is. That's a good line. So whoever said it, it's very pertinent. So like I said, there's a lot of guys who have, you know, 1 year left on their contract. So the situation, I got 1 year to go, and we'll see what happens.
What strikes me in that quote is that I honestly believe, and he could be completely full of it. He could just be a master at the saying the right things at the right time. But by positioning himself just like every other football player, which if you listen to this show on a regular basis, I will say, other than the quarterbacks and sometimes these defensive tackles or Aaron Donald in specific, but other defensive ends that get these enormous, enormous signing bonuses, which make it punitive to cut them after a couple of years. Most players are just at-will employees, meaning as soon as the team gets tired of you, and if you have a dead cap number that's below $7 or $8 million, and they don't like you anymore for whatever reason, be it your play slipped, be it you become a knucklehead off the field, be it you just getting in an argument with the wrong person, whether it be a teammate or head coach, you're out the door. Next thing you know, you're on the street. Tom Brady realizes that this contract, in some ways, and it does, makes him exactly like everybody else. He can be cut after next year. Is he going to get cut? Probably not. And I understand the cynical person will say, yeah, but look at Giselle. Giselle's got a ton of money. It still doesn't change the fact that he wants to make his own, right? I don't know what their financial arrangement is. I don't know if she buys lunch and he buys dinner, or she pays for this house, he pays for that. I don't have a clue how their financial arrangement works. But I do know that Tom Brady, in the vacuum that I'm talking about, is as unselfish of a person that I've ever seen, especially at his position. Most quarterbacks are all about being cocky, all about being bigger than the system, the most important thing on the team. Why? Because we all say that. Every media person you listen to talk about the National Football League, the quarterback is the most important position on the player. Okay, but the center's got to snap it to him. Receiver's got to catch it. Running back's got to run it. And you know what? Your defense has got to play defense. I don't care if you're the most important position on the entire team. If you don't have all the surrounding pieces around you, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. 855-212-4227. Let's get Tom, who's out in Detroit. Tom, welcome to Tiki and Tierney. What do you think, man?
Hey, Teek. Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it. First time.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
You know, I honestly think it's such a different situation just for Tom Brady. I mean, I know you should strive to make everybody that does the same thing you do better in a higher pay scale.
Yes.
So I do appreciate that aspect of it. But when your wife is worth $500 million, almost half a billion dollars,
yes,
I really don't think you're trying to build.
Yeah, but do you know his financial situation? Do you know what their financial arrangement is?
I
have no idea. It's just naive me. Yes, they are. They are. But I think Tom Brady's kids would be taken care of if he was making $12 million a year.
Absolutely.
And, by the way, and if you played this long, you could be making like $10 million. You're going to be okay, right? Right?
I just thought about it in the fact of some people, they're trying to build for their kids' kids.
Yes.
And Tom Brady and his wife are doing that very, very well.
Yes.
And the other people, it's one check. I mean, I know that we're a one-check household.
Yes.
So I'm trying to make sure that everything that needs to be taken care of is.
Yes.
And in his situation.
It's a great responsibility for you. It's a great responsibility for you as a single earner in a household, right? Because if something goes wrong, anything goes wrong, it's like, man, how are we paying the electric bill, right? I get that.
Absolutely.
And it's a different perspective, Tom, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling.
Continue
to listen
much,
and call back, please, anytime.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
But it's a different perspective that we're talking about, because the money is so big in professional sports. But the reason I bring this up, and it goes back to Kirk Cousins, right? Because I remember this narrative that he just kept espousing, he just kept saying over and over and over again, well, I can't take a below market deal. He's a below market quarterback, and he proved it last year, right? He's done some good things, but anybody can do good things in a moment. But to do it consistently year over year over year, that deserves, you know, a top end $28 million, $30 million a year contract for a quarterback. Kirk Cousins is not that. I think we can all agree about that. But what he was saying is what I've heard for decades, particularly about the quarterback. And it goes back, it harkens back to the days when I first came in the league, when there was a quarterback club. There was the NFLPA that had their group licensings with everybody else. And then there was a quarterback club over here that had their own little group licensing thing that earned more money than anybody else. It's like they intentionally have separated themselves. And because they had to get rid of that because it was grossly unfair, You see it in salaries. And I hear it in the narrative of quarterbacks talking about why they take these enormous deals or why they have to take more than the immediate person who got paid before him. Because it's for the rest, right? And that's fine if you want to be that way. But you're not going to win championships because it doesn't work that way. You have to have flexibility. Tom Brady gives his team a ton of it. Let's go to Greg, who's out in Green Bay. Greg, welcome to Tiki and Tierney. What's happening?
Hey, Jake, man. Thanks for taking my call. It's my first time.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling, Greg. What do you think about this? Because you got one of those guys that's making a ton.
Yeah. Aaron's making, I think, $34.5 million.
Yep.
But I think the thing that impresses me the most with Tom's extension is the fact that it's already amazing that he wanted to play into his 40s, but he had this goal of playing till 45, and his current extension will now get him to playing till 45 years of age.
That's right.
He retires for whatever reason.
Yep.
So I think it's amazing that he's now achieved that goal, at least with this extension.
Yeah, no, you're right. I didn't even think about that, Greg. It's a good point because he said that, what, like 3 years ago? 4 years? Maybe even 4 years ago? I want to play till I'm 45, and he was 38. Like, dude, come on. You're not playing till you're 45. You're not playing, you know, 7 more years or 6 more years, whenever it was he said it. Well, guess what? I laid it out for you. You guys know this as well because you watch football just as vigorously as I do. And he hasn't shown any signs of slipping. Super Bowl, MVP, Super Bowl runner-up, Super Bowl champion. Tom Brady's still pretty damn good. Let's get Bernard, who's down in Baltimore. Bernard, welcome to Tiki and Tierney. What do you think about it?
Well, I just like the fact that he, like Tiki said, unselfish and team-oriented. The whole system is team-oriented. And
yes, you're right.
I mean, because I always compare them, and the Yankees the same way. You know, Yankees is a different sport. Because people always talk about Yankees buying championships and whatnot, but I would always tell them that if you lose a 300 hitter, are you going to replace him with a 200 hitter?
No, you shouldn't.
Right.
You're right. Bernard, you make a very good point. If you had the best and you lose that guy, why settle for something inferior than the best? Go find the best. I mean, it's right. And thank you, Bernard. I appreciate your call. Look, that's the Yankees have been that way for a long time, and a lot of people had claimed that it was buying championships. But baseball's different, man. It's a game of hits and misses, and you know, one guy can get hot, or two of your starting pitchers can just be ridiculous, like Madison Bumgarner with the Giants when they won their World Series. It's like, all right, I'll take it every other night. Not really, but you know what I mean. And if you need me to relieve, I'll do that too. Right, you can do that in baseball. Football's not that way. It's just not. I mean, it is a weakest link sport. And you know what I mean by weakest link sport, right? Basketball in general is a strong link sport. You can have some weak links. Maybe even you can have like three weak links, going into your sixth or seventh man. It doesn't matter. As long as you have two or maybe sometimes three strong links, you're still going to win. In football, if you have some weak links, you're in trouble, like serious trouble. You'll get exploited. Let's get one more call before we get a break. Let's go to Pete, who's down in Pennsylvania. What's happening, Pete? Welcome to Tiki and Tierney.
Thanks, Tiki, for taking my call. Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, with the Tom Brady thing, I mean, what else does a guy have left to prove besides the fact that, like Greg mentioned, he said the goal of his to play until he's 45.
Yeah.
It's going to allow him and the team to go ahead and build and get better linemen to protect them. But I think what's happening is you mentioned Carson Wentz. I'm a huge Steelers fan. You know, we're paying Ben. We got rid of AB. We got rid of Lev Bell. What kind of pressure is that going to put on the quarterback once they get paid, especially in the Pittsburgh situation this year? But as well, look at what teams are doing. They're forced to draft a good quarterback and build around them within the next 3 to 5 years. Like, look at Cleveland right now. Go all in for the next 3 years. And it seems like you're going to start seeing these teams now where they're going to be playoff championship contenders or Super Bowl contenders every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
The exception of New England.
Yes, you're right, because that's the only way to do it. I mean, it's a great call, Pete. And you made a point that I'm not even sure you knew you made. But because Tom Brady has taken these below-market deals for so long, And I'm not talking about like for the last couple of years. I'm talking about for like a decade, he's been taking these below market deals. Now, some people will say Kraft is just playing him under the table. Until that's proven, I can't say it, right? But he's been taking these below market deals so that the team around him gets built to a higher level. Now, it might not be like superstar level. You might not have a Dallas Cowboy size offensive line or quality offensive line across the board, but you have very good above average players everywhere. So when Tom Brady ultimately does decide to hang up and the next guy comes in, whoever that is, he's not left trying to fill an empty cupboard, right? It's not like, you know, you spent so much money on your quarterback and then you get rid of him and it's like, man, we don't have a guard. We don't have a, you know, we don't have a really good tight end. It's amazing what they've been able to do. And I remember talking about this. We're going to take a break here. We'll get some more of your calls on the other side. I remember talking about this back at the end of my playing days. One of the real coaches, and it's really organizations, but I said it through coaches, that I was so impressed with was Bill Belichick. Obviously because of his coaching acumen. But when a player, any player, comes into the National Football League, a few things happen. I got to make a name for myself. I got to be the man. I got to find a way to be a starter. I got to be relevant, right? And then it's, you know, I want to get paid, right? I'm a free agent. I want to get taken care of. And then somewhere down the line, you start going, you know what? I should probably want to win a championship before I retire, before this is all said and done. Bill Belichick flips that. It's, you should want to win a championship first. Eventually, if we win a championship, or maybe multiple of them, you might make a name for yourself. But guess what? Unless you're, you know, really nobody, because he has never paid anybody, you're not going to get paid here. So that second part, which usually becomes the most important one after you make a name for yourself, is completely gone with the New England Patriots. The list is long. Willie McGinnis and Chandler Jones, there's countless of them who wanted to get paid. And Bill Belichick said, see you later. We got some other guys coming. We got room. We need room in our cap, and we want to win championships. We're not interested in paying you so you can be selfish. Tom Brady's the leader of unselfishness. Darwin Zook's going to give us an update in bounds and out of bounds on the other side. Who might be the highest paid quarterback in a few years? We'll hit that. It's time to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to ask me a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or you can tweet us your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later on in the show when I will answer one of your questions. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. If you couldn't get us on the phone at 855-212-4227, just tweet us at Tiki and Tierney. Samter will monitor it. He will bring it to air. Sometimes if you're interesting, good enough. If not, he'll retweet you or respond to you, tell you you're either fantastic or not so fantastic.
All of our listeners are fantastic.
They are all fantastic. But I was talking about our tweeters, not our listeners, just the tweeters, because they often respond to what you tweet that I say without the context of how I said it. And therefore, the tweet could be ignorant, but I don't mean that in a negative way, but just uninformed.
It's so, part of the problem of having 100 XYZ characters.
Exactly.
I guess it's 200-something now.
And yeah, they expanded it. Come on. It's not 140 like it used to be. You ready for inbounds and out of bounds, Hamster? Let's hit it.
Anything can happen in sports, and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Tiki. Well, this time last year, Kyler Murray was preparing for his final season of football before he turned his attention to professional baseball.
That's right.
However,
I almost forgot about that.
It's been a year.
Yeah, but he was playing baseball. Hey, it'll be a fun season. Yeah, maybe you'll do some good things at Oklahoma.
I'll just be a bridge for Lincoln Riley to get through the next season or so.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah, wow. He wins the Heisman Trophy.
Heisman Trophy, college football player. For appearance later, Murray went number one overall, mainly because he perfectly fit Cliff Kingsbury's system in Arizona. Now, Murray's turning heads at camp already for the Cardinals, even impressing future Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald, and Kingsbury says the rookie quarterback will have the freedom to call audibles at the line.
He has a lot of control at the line of scrimmage to see what he sees and attack. You know, we want him to play aggressively and take advantage of matchups and leverage and different things he sees.
Even with scripted plays.
So inbounds, out of bounds, giving a rookie the power to change plays at the line is a bad idea.
I'm gonna say this is inbounds. It's bad because he has a chance to start making a lot of mistakes that could rattle his confidence. Now, sometimes it works because you know you're going to be bad. And I'll harken back to Eli Manning. This is from personal experience with a rookie quarterback. Eli Manning was given basically the entire playbook by Kevin Gilbride was our coordinator, I believe it was. I think it was Jim Huffnagel. And so Huff gave him the whole playbook, and it was confusing, and he struggled a lot. I mean, I think we lost six games in a row, but very slowly you started to see him figure it out. And ultimately, at the end of the season, he had it down. And the next season was exponential, and he turned into the player that he was. So I think context matters here. Like, how long of a frame are we looking for? In the short term, it's a bad idea. So I'm going to say inbound. But in the long term, it's the only way to learn. Now, we may be talking generally here, but specifically to Kyler Murray, I don't think he's going to have a problem at all. I said this leading up to the draft, and I still believe it now, especially after listening to Larry Fitzgerald and some of the other reports coming out of Cardinals training camp. Kyler Murray is ready to play right away. All these other guys, I wasn't so sure about. Dwayne Haskins definitely wasn't. He's third on the depth chart right now. Daniel Jones, he obviously won't have to because Eli will be starting right away. Kyler Murray was a day one starter, especially given, as Samter mentioned, the system that he was drafted into. It's basically the same thing he ran for the last few years in college. And even before he transferred to Oklahoma, they were running the same thing. So I'm going to say inbounds, but if this was specific to Kyler Murray, which Samter didn't make it specific to Kyler Murray, I'd say this is okay.
Are you in or are you out?
I didn't make it specific to Kyler Murray for a reason.
Yeah, you're right.
And who would have thought that Kyler Murray was going to be the most NFL-ready quarterback in this draft?
It's only because of the system he's running. I agree with you. If you would have, if Cliff Kingsbury is not a head coach in the National Football League, I don't believe that Kyler Murray gets drafted, definitely not first overall, and maybe not even in the first round. So it's specific. It was a perfect storm for him to go number one overall.
And he's going to work. It seems like it's
going
to work.
Dude, it is going to work. I believe it. I do.
Well, Antonio Brown's much-anticipated arrival in Oakland hit a little bit of a speed bump right away as Brown was put on the non-football injury list immediately once his hot air balloon touched down, of course. Now reports say Brown will be visiting a foot specialist, and the former Steeler posted pictures of some nasty-looking blisters on the bottom of his feet that may be the cause of his injury timeout.
First of all, how does that happen? Like, is this from, like, his shoes? Or has he got, like, a condition? Like,
it honestly looks like he was walking on fire, barefoot.
It's disgusting.
It looks like he was walking around, like, Arizona or Las Vegas in 120-degree heat with no shoes on and just, like, blistered up his feet.
So until I saw those photos, which Antonio Brown, if you're interested, go look on his Instagram account. I think he's just at Antonio Brown. But until he put those pictures out there, I thought it was, like, he's got, like, a midfoot sprain, or I thought it was something like structural. He's got blisters, dude. Wouldn't it be disgusting?
But it's bad. And I mean, it reminds me of like a pitcher who gets blisters on his hands.
Yes, exactly right.
So you just don't know. Now, here's the inbounds, out of bounds questions. AB missing the first few weeks of training camp with his new team will significantly hinder his ability to blend into the offense once he does return.
I'm going to say inbounds here, Samter, and it's really not so much about Antonio Brown. This is about Derek Carr. We don't know what John Gruden's ultimate plan is with Derek Carr. They bristled a little bit last season, and I think Antonio Brown was brought there to be a a catalyst for Derek Carr's growth as a quarterback. And you look at his completion percentage and all those other things, they look good, but there was something missing. And I think Antonio Brown helps Derek Carr. If he's not there and they start the season kind of, off kilter, then I think it bodes poorly for Derek Carr. I think Antonio Brown will be fine. He's got a 3-year contract and he's a Blazer. But I'm worried about their connection, not for AB's sake. So I'm going to say inbounds. So for Derek Carr's sake.
Are you in or are you out?
Over the weekend, the AL East leading Yankees swept the defending World Series champion Red Sox in a 4-game series in the Bronx, extending Boston's losing streak to 8 games. Over the 4 games, the Yanks outscored Boston 26-12 and lit up David Price, once again, for 7 runs in just over 2 innings of work yesterday. On Saturday, after DJ LeMahieu crushed 2 home runs off Chris Sale, fans started chanting MVP. Now, I think Mike Trout has that locked away for now, but LeMahieu's having an incredible season for an injury-riddled Yankees team. Now, LeMahieu admitted the chants were a bit distracting, saying, quote, "I try to block it out and focus. Obviously, it's cool that fans appreciate you, but for me, it's just going up there, not changing anything, and having competitive at-bats." Inbounds, out of bounds. Fans chanting positive messages to their hometown stars is actually more detrimental than helpful.
No, this is out of bounds. It's awesome is what it is. It makes you feel heightened in that moment. And yes, there is an expectation, but as we mentioned earlier, talking about baseball is, it's a game of failure, hits and misses. So yeah, they're going to build you up. And because he's consistently delivered, they want to show their appreciation. And but knowing from great athletes and formerly being kind of one, I think DJ LeMahieu hears that and realizes that he's appreciated, and I think it's awesome. So I'm going to say out of bounds. I don't think it's detrimental. What I think was detrimental was the "Who's your daddy?" chant to David Price, who interestingly was just brought back from paternity leave to try to stabilize the Boston Red Sox at the back end of this Yankee series, and chased in 2 3/2, gave up 7 runs, 6 of them, I think, in the third inning alone. It got ugly really quickly. I feel bad for him in a sense.
He just cannot beat the Yankees.
His ERA is like nine at Yankee Stadium. He can't pitch at Yankee Stadium. Yankees fans own David Price.
Are you in or are you out?
The Golden State Warriors have had a rough summer between losing the NBA Finals, Klay Thompson tearing his ACL, and Kevin Durant hobbling away with his Achilles to the Nets. Golden State has been scrambling to recover ever since. Over the weekend, the team took one step in the direction towards recovery, giving Draymond Green a 4-year, $100 million max extension and locking him down until 2024. The Warriors now have 3 max players: Green, Klay, and D'Angelo Russell, who they traded for, and one supermax player in Steph Curry, putting them $6 million over the salary cap with not a lot of bench help. So inbounds, out of bounds. The Warriors did make a mistake giving Draymond Green a max deal.
I'm going to say out of bounds here, Samter, mainly because they actually saved themselves some money by doing this early. And so instead of being 150 or something million, it was only 99 million. And look, the Golden State Warriors realize the reality of the Western Conference right now. It is anybody's game. And you have 2 stars, and in their case, they believe they have 3, especially once Klay Thompson comes back. And in a sense, they may have 4 if D'Angelo Russell turns into continues to develop into the star that we saw him with the Brooklyn Nets last year. So you keep Draymond, who is an integral part of that defensive, emotional, X factor player, and you put those other 2 around them, they have a shot. But they know that this is their last gasp at this dynasty. And I'm not going to count them out. They got a really good coach in Steve Kerr. Steph is going to have to evolve his game, which is something he hasn't been asked to do. But if Klay gets healthy and D'Angelo Russell is on point and Draymond is Draymond, they're going to beat some teams. They're going to be viable come the postseason. On the other side of the top of the 4 p.m., 1 p.m. Pacific hour, Marlon Mack, Colts running back, is going to join us as we start our Tiki and Tierney two-a-days. Stick right here. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.